This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Myanmar's government agency in charge of air travel says it has stopped all passenger flights in the country. It's the latest development there after it was announced that Myanmar's leader Aung San Suu Kyi and other senior figures from the ruling party have been detained after an early morning raid. The United States has since warned Myanmar to reverse course. Australia said it was also deeply concerned about reports of Suu Kyi's detention and that the military was once again trying to seize control of Myanmar. The Myanmar military television says that the military has taken control of the country for 1 year. That move comes days after escalating tensions between the civilian government and the powerful military that stirred fears of a coup in the aftermath of an election that the army says was fraudulent. Yulia Navalny, the wife of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny, arrived in Moscow court Monday on a charge of participation in an unsanctioned rally. She did not speak to journalists. Tens of thousands of people took part in demonstrations in cities across Russia at the weekend, with some protesters clashing with police. Authorities mounted a massive effort to stem the tide of what was the most widespread show of discontent that Russia has seen in years. Yet despite threats of jail terms, warnings to social media groups and tight police cordons, the protests again engulfed cities across Russia's 11 time zones Sunday. Somalia's government announced the end of a seven-hour deadly siege after a suspected suicide car bomb exploded Sunday in Somalia's capital, followed by a shootout between militants and security forces at a hotel, causing at least 9 deaths. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden has invited a group of GOP senators to negotiate on his proposed $1.9 trillion COVID relief package. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports one sticking point is the president's plan to send $1,400 stimulus checks to most Americans.
His proposal would send some stimulus money to families with annual incomes up to $300,000. The White House indicates it's open to talking about limiting that. GOP Senator Rob Portman suggests the check should go to people making no more than $50,000 a year, with families capped at $100,000. Portman's among 10 Republicans the White House says the president's invited to talk more this week.
That's AP correspondent Sagar Magani reporting. Hundreds of Brazilians took to the streets Sunday in a fresh round of protest against President Jair Bolsonaro over his handling of the coronavirus pandemic. Protesters in Rio de Janeiro parading cars and on bikes shouting for Bolsonaro's removal. Demonstrations also took place in Sao Paulo, an outside federal capital. Bolsonaro, who tested positive for the coronavirus last summer, has been routinely criticized by scientists and health experts for not enacting measures that would minimize the spread of the disease. Brazil has recorded the second highest number of deaths and the third highest number of confirmed cases of COVID-19 in the world, according to data from Johns Hopkins University's Coronavirus Resource Center. Brazil was not the only place that saw COVID-related protests. Thousands of protesters faced off with police and riot gear in Vienna Sunday at the site of a banned far-right demonstration against coronavirus restrictions. Demonstrators protested against the lockdown amid the spread of the coronavirus disease in Lima, Peru as well. In the U.S. just Saturday in Los Angeles, protesters rallying against COVID-19 vaccines, lockdowns, and masks gathered at the gates of Dodger Stadium, where a mass vaccination center was shut down temporarily. Hundreds of protesters, including restaurant workers, gathered in Budapest on Sunday against lockdown measures extended by the government until March 1st. Former U.S. President Donald Trump has named two more lawyers to his impeachment defense team 1 day after it was revealed that the former president had parted ways with an earlier set of attorneys. The two lawyers representing him will be Alabama attorney David Schoen and a former prosecutor in Pennsylvania, Bruce Castor. Find more at voanews.com. Again, that is voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
This one is for the Beehive, the largest and I dare say most influential fan club in the entire world. Welcome to the Soul Lounge Spotlight. I'm the Lady DJ, and this week we are celebrating the life and music of the Queen Bee, Beyoncé.
Y'all haters corny with that Illuminati mess. Paparazzi, catch my fly and my cocky fresh. I'm so reckless when I rock my Givenchy dress. I'm so possessive, so I rock his rock necklaces. My daddy Alabama, mama Louisiana. You mix that Negro with that Creole, make a Texas Bama. Sauce in my bag. I see it, I want it, want it. I suck yellow, want it, want it. I dream it, I work hard, I grind till I own it, own it. I twirl all my middles, haters, albino, alligators, haters. El Camino with the Cetos, sipping Cuervo and all the time. Sometimes I go hard, I go hard, I go hard, I go hard. Yeah, what's mine? Hey, what's mine? I'm a star, I'm a star. Cause I slack.
Best revenge is your paper.
Beyoncé Knowles was born in Houston, Texas, at a time when girl groups were all the rage. So it was no surprise after her parents discovered how talented she was, they called up a few of her friends and encouraged them to form their own group. In 1990, Beyoncé and her girls formed Girls Time. And in no time, the young singers became the act to beat at talent shows all over Texas. They eventually landed a spot on the popular television talent competition, Star Search. Unfortunately, the girls lost the competition, but not one to be discouraged by defeat, Beyoncé and her crew set out to prove the doubters wrong. They worked extra hard to perfect their sound and were able to secure a position as an opening act for groups like SWV, Drew Hill, and Immature. By 1998, they were ready to show the world what they had to offer. With a new name and Beyoncé as their lead singer, Destiny's Child released their self-titled debut album. It did fairly well, peaking at number 67 on the Billboard 200 chart. The following year, Destiny's Child released their sophomore album, The Writings on the Wall. The album included Beyoncé's first number one hit. The first of many. Here's Destiny's Child with Bills, Bills, Bills.
Bills, First we started out real cool, taking me places I ain't never been. But now you're getting comfortable, ain't doing those things you did no more. You're slowly making me pay for things your money should be handling. And now you asked to use my car, drive it all day and don't fill up the tank. And you have the audacity to even come and step to me, ask to hold some money from me until you get your check next week. You're trifling,
good for nothing type of brother. Silly me, why haven't I found another? A baller.
When times get hard, need someone to help me out instead of a scrub like you who don't know what a man's about.
Can you pay my bills? Can you pay my telephone bills? Do you pay my automobiles? If you did, then maybe we could chill.
I don't think you do, so you
on my car. Gave me back credit, buying me gifts with my own hands. Haven't paid the first bill, but you're steady heading to the mall. Going on shopping sprees, perpetrating to your friends that you be falling. And then you use my cell phone, calling whoever that you think at home. And then when the bill comes, all of a sudden you be acting dumb. Don't know when none of these calls come from. Your mama's number's here more than one. You're trifling,
good for nothing type of brother.
Silly me,
why haven't I found another? A baller.
When times get hard, need someone to help me out instead of a scrub like you who don't know what a man's about.
Can you pay my bills? Can you pay my telephone bills?
Something's going down, that's It's hard to believe that you are at home by yourself. When I just heard the voice, heard the voice of someone else. Just this question, why do you feel you gotta lie? Getting caught up in your game when you cannot say my name. I never say that I ever saw a thing. Something's going down, that's the way it seems. Shouldn't be no reason why you're acting strange. Nobody's holding back from me.
I know how you used to do.
When you're saying everything to me, don't you?
Why can't you just tell the truth?
To the Soul Lounge Spotlight featuring Beyoncé Knowles Carter, who started her career as the lead singer of Destiny's Child. Say My Name was the third single from their sophomore album and earned B and the Girls 3 Grammy Awards and shot to the top of the Hot 100 chart. The celebration, however, was cut short by a shakeup in the group. In 2000, Destiny's Child reemerged as a trio featuring Michelle Williams, Kelly Rowland, and Beyoncé. They released their third album, Survivor, which debuted at number one and went quadruple platinum. The first single held the number one position for 11 weeks. Here's Destiny's Child with Independent Woman on the Soul Lounge Spotlight featuring Beyoncé's Number Ones.
Lucy Liu, with my girl Drew, Cameron D and Destiny, Charlie's Angels, come on.
Come on. Bring it.
Question, tell me what you think about me. I buy my own diamonds and I buy my own rings. Only ring your celly when I'm feeling lonely. When it's all over, please get up and leave. Question, tell me how you feel about this. Try to control me, boy, you get dismissed. Pay my own corner and I pay my own bills. Always 50-50 in relationships.
The shoes on my feet, I bought. The clothes I'm wearing, I bought. The rock, the rock.
Down like that, girl. I didn't know you could get down like that, Charlie. How your angels get down like that? Tell me how you feel about this. Do what I want, live how I wanna live. I worked hard and sacrificed to get what I get. Ladies, it ain't easy being independent. Question, how'd you like this knowledge that I brought? Bragging on that cash that he gave you is a front. If you're gonna brag, make sure it's your money you front. Depend on no one else to give you what you want.
Shoes on my feet,
I love
it. Boots I'm wearing,
I love it.
Inside the Soul Lounge.
Bye.
That was Destiny's Child with Bootylicious, the second number one hit from their album Survivor. Beyoncé breaks out on her own when the Soul Lounge Spotlight returns.
This is the remix. This is the remix.
It went from a dream to the young supreme team.
This is the remix. Jeeps pump this new remix. This is the remix. Jeeps pump this new remix.
Welcome back to the Soul Lounge Spotlight. This week, we're celebrating Beyoncé Knowles Carter with a collection of her number one hits. We pick up the story in 2002. While on hiatus from Destiny's Child, Beyoncé hits the studio to begin working on her solo album. Beyoncé chooses to executive produce the album in order to gain more control over her sound. The album debuted at number one, as did the first single, which featured a popular New York rapper who was rumored to be her boyfriend at the time. Here's Beyoncé featuring Jay-Z with Crazy in Love on the Soul Lounge Spotlight, Beyoncé.
Most incredibly, she girl, B,
deep in your eyes. I touch on you more and more every time. When you leave, I'm begging you not to go. Call your name 2-3 times in a row. Such a funny thing for me to try to explain. How I'm feeling and my pride is the one to blame. Cause I know I don't understand just how your love can do it, no one else can. My friends so quietly.
Who he think he is?
Look at what you did to me. Titty shoes don't even need to buy a new dress. If you ain't there, ain't nobody else to impress. The way that you know what I gotta do. It's the beat that my heart gets when I'm with you. But I still don't say just how you look and do it, no one else can.
It sounds so good.
to the left, to the left. To the left, to the left. Everything you own in the box, to the left. To the left, to the left.
Don't you ever for a second get to thinking you're irreplaceable.
Listening to the Soul Lounge Spotlight. I am the Lady DJ, and this week we're celebrating the life and music of Beyoncé with a collection of her number one hits. Irreplaceable became Beyoncé's fourth number one hit from her sophomore album, B-Day. It was originally written as a country song before being transformed into a mid-tempo ballad. Now, by this time, Beyoncé had solidified her place as a role model for independent women around the world. And it was during this period Beyoncé made the decision to expand her career beyond just singing. She made her major motion picture debut in the film Pink Panther, and soon after landed the lead role in a movie adaptation of The Dreamgirls. The following year, she embarked on her first world tour as a solo artist. The Beyoncé experience solidified her position as one of the most dynamic live performers of her time. The following year, at a listening party for her fourth album, I Am Sasha Fierce, Beyoncé announced her marriage to longtime boyfriend Jay-Z. Though she was now a married woman, she continued to represent for her single sistren with another anthem and number one hit. Here's Beyoncé with Single Ladies on the Soul Lounge Spotlight.
Can't think mad at me. 'Cause if you like it, then you should've.
from her I Am Sasha Fierce album. That was this week's Soul Lounge Spotlight artist Beyoncé with Single Ladies. 2010 was a great year for Beyoncé. She took home tons of awards, including 6 Grammys, which tied her with Lauryn Hill for the most awards in one night by a female artist. By this time, Beyoncé had been working nonstop for 12 years. Her mother, who had been by her side as her stylist and biggest fan, encouraged the diva to take some time off to enjoy life, and so she did. During that time, we would occasionally catch images of her and hubby Jay-Z traveling the world, looking blissful and well-rested. The following year, it was back to work, and fans were ecstatic to hear that she was dropping a new album. 4 was released in June of 2011 and included the song that elevated her from musical icon to feminist icon, a label Beyoncé reluctantly embraced. Ladies, I'm going to need you to sing along to this one. Here is the song that hit number 1 on the Dance Club Hits charts. It's Run the World, Girls. On the Soul Lounge Spotlight, Beyoncé.
Girls, we run this mother.
Soul Lounge.
From her 2011 album 4, that was Beyoncé with Love on Top, a song that hit number one on the adult R&B charts. You may remember her performance of this song at that year's MTV Music Awards. It was during that performance she showed off her baby bump, and the world nearly lost its mind. Yes, Beyoncé was expecting. And in January of 2012, Beyoncé gave birth to her daughter, Blue Ivy. Many wondered if motherhood would conflict with Beyoncé's career. Would she still be able to dedicate the same amount of time to banging out number one hits while taking care of a little one? Well, the answer came at midnight on December 13th, 2013, when out of nowhere, her self-titled album popped up on iTunes. While rumors of new music had been circulating for over a year, no one would confirm that she was indeed in the studio. And no one expected what was to be a game changer, not only for Beyoncé, but for the music industry as a whole. Even today, whenever an artist releases an album with no prior mention or promotion, we say, oh, such and such pulled a Beyoncé. Beyoncé marked the singer's evolution from role model for young girls to a role model for grown women. She was a married woman, a mother, and in total control of her career. While fans dug the album, there were a few outspoken critics of her new image, but she paid them no mind. Here is the first single from Beyoncé, which hit the number one spot on the hot R&B charts. This is Beyoncé and Jay-Z with Drunken Love on the Soul Lounge Spotlight.
I've been drinking. I get filthy when that liquor get it to me. I've been thinking, why can't I keep my fingers off it, baby? I want you, na-na. Why can't I keep my fingers off it, baby? I want you, na-na. Cigars on ice. Feeling like an animal with these cameras all in my grill. Flashing lights. You got me pity, 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 baby, I want you, na-na. Can't keep your eyes off my pity, daddy, I want you, na-na. Drunk in love, I want you. We woke up in the kitchen saying, how the hell did this happen, oh, baby.
Anime, I'm nice. For y'all to reach these heights, you're gonna
You're listening to the Soul Lounge Spotlight featuring the number one hits of Beyoncé Knowles Carter, who over the course of her career has become one of the most successful pop stars of the 21st century. And in 2016, she also became one of the most respected and revered artists and feminist icons of her generation thanks to the release of her visual album, Lemonade, which was released exclusively on Tidal, again, to everyone's surprise. Hundreds of articles, essays, and think pieces were written about the project. The Lemonade Syllabus for Feminists was created. Courses on Beyoncé and her influence on American popular culture are being taught on college campuses all over the country. She has been declared one of the most influential people in the world and the most valuable celebrity on social media. Along with her husband, Jay-Z, the Knowles Carter fortune exceeds $1 billion, and there's no indication her influence will wane anytime soon. And what makes her so great? Well, it depends on who you ask. I can tell you this, her ability to entertain, inspire, and empower women no matter where they're from is one of the reasons I, though not an official member of the Beehive, am a huge fan. And so with that, darlings, our time is up. I hope you enjoyed our celebration of Beyoncé's number ones as much as I have. I am the Lady DJ, and I will be back with another Soul Lounge Spotlight next week. In the meantime, feel free to reach out to me via social media at VOA Lady DJ with your questions and, of course, your requests. Until we meet again, take care of yourselves. And